only Corn Palace as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The conference opener for both teams here this evening as the Dort College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers get set to do battle. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest 3-3 overall, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers have yet to taste defeat this season. They are 5-0, both teams playing in their conference opener. For Dakota Wesleyan, they are a high-powered outfit, 96.6 points per game. Their scoring average through five contests, averaging 61.4 points allowed. While the Dort College Defenders, they got back to 500 with a win over Presentation on Saturday at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic. They are averaging 74 points per game and allow 75.5 points per outing. We'll be back with a closer look at these two teams right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Welcome back to the world's only Corn Palace as we get set for tonight's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball opener. An earlier than normal trip to Mitchell, South Dakota. More often than not, this one comes in late January, early February, when the temperatures are frigid and you're cruising along Interstate 90. Today, though, very nice traveling conditions. Temps in the 30s, no snow on the ground at this point. And all in all, a very pleasant trip to Mitchell, South Dakota. Taking a look at these two teams, Dakota Wesleyan women 5-0. Their closest decision was an 87-69 win over Jamestown on October 31. The Tigers are averaging 96.6 points per contest, and they are allowing 61.4 points per game. Wesleyan has a 43-26.4 rebounds per game advantage. They convert 54.8% of their field goals. Teams are making 36% against them. Kennedy Cheeseman leads this high-powered outfit, scoring a team-high 15.8 points per game, 4.5 assists per contest. Amber Bray and Ashley Bray, 15 and 14.4 points per game, respectively, to go with 7 and 5.8 rebounds. Jessica Miras, a transfer. Riley Austis also hit double figures. Miras is coming off of the bench, scoring 14.2 points per game in about 15 minutes of play. Very efficient. And Austis is averaging 10 points per game. For the Dort College women, they are back to 3-3 after the weekend. They have wins over Dakota State, Waldorf, and Presentation. Losses to Mayville State, Jamestown, and Southeastern. The defenders are averaging 74 points per game. They allow 75.5 points per outing. Annie Rinesmith has a 15.5 points per game scoring average with 44.2% three-point success. Erica Feenster chips in with 12.5 points per game and has a team-high 6.7 rebounds per outing. Rachel Evebold's scoring average is up to 14.8 points per game, and she is making 52.4% of her field goal attempts. She takes down 5.7 rebounds per outing. Peyton Harmson's scoring average is 9.8 points per game, and she has made 14 three-point baskets this season. And the most recent outing for both of these teams, they were both victorious. Obviously, Dakota Wesleyan unbeaten. They were a 100-70 winner over Friends. They jumped out to a 20-9 lead after one quarter of play. Tigers made 67% of their field goals. The Defender women earned a split of their games over the weekend at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic with an 87-51 win over Presentation on Saturday. 22 points from Annie Rinesmith led the way. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for today's game right after this. Starting five for tonight's game looks like this. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, the visitors. The starting five, Erica Feenster, a six-foot freshman from Hull, averaging 12.5 points per game. Bailey Tetzlaff, a 5'10 freshman from Brookings, South Dakota, averaging 5.3 points per outing. Peyton Harmson is a 5'8 sophomore from Rock Rapids, Iowa, averaging 9.8 points per game. Annie Rinesmith, she's 5'8. She's a sophomore from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 15.5 points per contest. And Rachel Evebold is a 6'1 sophomore from Bloomington. She is averaging 14.8 points per game. Again, for the defenders, it'll be Feenstra, Harmson, Rinesmith, Evebold, and Tetzlaff. For the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, the host school, they will start number 10, Riley Austis, a 5'9", a junior from DeSmet, South Dakota, averaging 10.2 points per game. Ashley Braze, a 6'1 senior from Anoka, Minnesota, averaging 14.4 points per outing. Kennedy Cheeseman is a 5'10 sophomore from Alexandria, South Dakota, averaging 15.8 points per game. Chesney Nagel is a 5'8 senior from Springfield, South Dakota, averaging 3.2 points per outing. And Amber Bray is a 6'1 sophomore from Anoka, Minnesota. She is averaging 15 points per game. She will wear number 44 this evening. Also off of the bench of note, Jessica Miris, a 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Falls, averaging 14.2 points per game. We will be pausing in just a moment for our national anthem, and then we will get underway with basketball, Dort College versus Dakota Wesleyan on the way. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Glad to have you along with me on a Wednesday night as we get started with Great Plains Athletic Conference play for the Dort College women, taking on a team that is anticipating that they will battle for the top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And anytime you are in the discussion to be in the top four in the conference, you're probably going to be in the top 10 in the nation, and they are. The Dort College men, a stiff challenge in front of them as well, a Dakota Wesleyan team with very high expectations. Dort College controls the opening tip. They get it to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff throws it out for Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball back over to Harmson. We are underway with basketball. Tetzlaff, right side, it goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the right wing, tries to feed it underneath. Feenstra has it tipped away, 15 to shoot. High-pressure defense by Dakota Wesleyan as they come out defending the arc. Three-pointer on the way by Harmson, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith for fresh shot clock to work with. Comes back over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff back over to Harmson. Harmson gives it into the corner to Feenstra. Out front, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Runner with a left hand. It's up and down. Annie Rinesmith with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders are on the board first, 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College with a steal on the other end on a long pass. And the defenders come back the other way with it. Annie Rinesmith, the freshman from Shakopee, feeds it high post to Eva Bold. Eva Bold with it on the right elbow. Puts it up. Has it blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. And Amber Bray. Bray got a piece of that one before it went out of play. Eva Bold lines up on the back end of the four players on the right elbow of the lane. Eva Bold gets the pass, now spins into the lane, half hook, no good. And the rebound is corralled by Nagel. Nagel with the basketball for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the gray jerseys, white numbers trimmed in blue. Dort College in their black jerseys with yellow numbers. Off the dribble, the Euro move, Riley Austis. Austis for the two-point bucket, and she makes it 2-2. Austis, remember her clearly from last year. She was a handful last season, and she is, I would anticipate, hasn't seen the skills deteriorate at all since we last saw her. Pass goes right side over to Tetzlaff. Tie game, 2-2. Pass goes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith out front. Rinesmith into the corner, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, uses upper dribble, feeds it underneath Eva Bold. Eva Bold back outside for Feenstra, and a shot clock violation. No, they're going to call a charge on Eva Bold before she could get the shot up. Well, Dort College is going to have to figure out a way to attack this pressuring defense by Dakota Wesleyan. Otherwise, it could shape up for a long evening. Dort College in a 1-3-1 zone defense on this possession. Pass into the corner. Dakota Wesleyan, they go left elbow. Jumper on the way is up and good. Cheeseman with a two-point bucket, averaging 15.8 points per game. Back-to-back buckets by Dakota Wesleyan. They lead it 4-2. Up front with a basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra feeds it off left side to Harmson. Harmson bounce pass underneath for Eva Bold. Eva Bold able to shield the ball from the defender. Ties it up at 4-4 over the made basket. She got it on the block and went up with the left hand from the left side of the lane. Kick out pass, Dakota Wesleyan quickly into their offense, and a three-point basket by Cheeseman. Kennedy Cheeseman with five early points, and the defenders trail it 7-4. 7-4 our score. Pass comes out front with it on the right elbow. They feed it off to Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Eva Bold. Eva Bold underneath. Eva Bold kick out pass. Harmson. Harmson three ball too strong, no good. And the weak side rebound is cleared by Cheeseman. Cheeseman into the front court. She's got the hot hand right now down to the baseline. Pull up from 12. Rattles it, no good. Rebound fought for and cleared by Eva Bold. Eva Bold with the outlet pass over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith quickly up the floor to Harmson. Harmson looking underneath, instead reverses it up front for Eva Bold. It was Feenstra posting up. Feenstra on the left elbow. on the wing, I should say. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Forced it. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. And we've got a blocking foul called on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for her first personal foul as she tried to step in and impede the progress of Dakota Wesleyan's guard. She succeeded in impeding the progress, but was called for a foul in the process. Timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Timeout defenders. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball after the Dort College timeout. Dort College trailing 7-4, 3.5 minutes into this contest. Pass out front for Austis. Austis drives, draws the double team. Kick out pass, right side, three on the way. It's up and down for Madison Matthews. Matthews with the three-point bucket. Dakota Wesleyan leads it 10-4. Now they're going to say that Matthews, so one of the officials indicating it's just a two. So just a two-point basket for Matthews. That was a long two-pointer, and the Dort College defenders trail at 9-4. Missed shot by the defenders, quickly back the other way. Elbow jumper, not good that time by Jessica Miras. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith, they get it to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up Rinesmith. Rinesmith left corner. Rinesmith, they go to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff with the basketball. Evavold. Evavold shot in traffic, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan's Matthews, and we're going to have a foul called on Evavold as the rebounder for Dakota Wesleyan hit the floor. Checking out of the contest for Dakota Wesleyan will be Austis. Checking back in is Kennedy Cheeseman for Dakota Wesleyan. This Wesleyan team has played 15 players in each of their five wins so far this year. Pass goes left side. Obviously, they don't cut the minutes up that big. Shot no good. No foul called on Tetzlaff on the help defense. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff came over with a hard help. Give a hip check to the player going up with a shot. No foul call. With the basketball is Pruitt. Ebby Pruitt. They pass it right side over to Stamnes. Stamnes feeds it underneath for Evavold. Evavold shot blocked out of bounds by Dakota Wesleyan's Jessica Miras. Bausmo will check into the game. Evavold will check out. Dort College will go a little smaller here. Stamnes throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop down in the down at the basket nearest me. I'm seated in my typical spot up in the crow's nest. Stamnes has it at the top of the key. Goes over to Harmson. Harmson, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff lets fly with the three. Misses everything. Rebound cleared. No. They say Harmson was on the baseline. Out of bounds, it will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball leading 10-4. So they do put the 10th point up on the board now for Dakota Wesleyan. Earlier, there was a long shot by Matthews that I thought was clearly a three, but one of the officials indicated a two, and now they put the point up on the board, 10-4. 10-4, our score. Pass goes into the corner. Zone defense applied by the defenders. High-low pass. They feed it underneath Miras. Miras, easy two-point basket. And Dakota Wesleyan leads at 12-4. 12-4, our score. Past the midpoint of the first quarter of play. Right side, Stamnes. Dort College needs a basket. They need to start crawling back into this one. Trailing by eight, they can't lose contact. Ball's out of bounds. Pass by Tetzlaff. Thrown away. Intended for Harmson. Goes out of play. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them, leading 12-4, and an opportunity to build on the lead here. Lob pass goes down low to Miras. Fires it out back to the perimeter. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Pass goes down low. This is Ashley Bray. Ashley Bray to Miras. Miras, easy two-point basket. That's a little too easy. She's got four, and the defenders trail 14-4. 14-4, our score. Pruitt passes right side Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff to Stamnes. Stamnes with it right wing. She passes it off, gets it away to Harmson. Harmson, Stamnes. Stamnes step back three on the way from the corner. Good. Needed that shot, and Sienna Stamnes knocks it down. Dort College trails 14-7. Underneath, spin with the left hand, and Amber Bray answers with a two-point bucket for Dakota Wesleyan. Right now, the pace of the game playing to Dakota Wesleyan's favor. Stamnes back outside. Pruitt. Pruitt, three. Right corner. Good. Abby Pruitt with the three-point bucket. North College's second of the game. And the North College defenders trail 16-10, 3:18 remaining in a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Timeout, North College. They have three remaining. They've used two of them already. 3:18 left to go first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They are located in Orange City. 1-3-1 zone applied by the defenders. Right side pass, three on the way from the wing, is off the heel, no good. Long rebound, tipped out and controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers with a basketball. This is Bray, Amber Bray. Passes it out to the perimeter, now gets the return pass, and we've got a foul called on Kenzie Bausma trying to defend in the post at the bottom side of that. 1-3-1. Foul called on Bausma. That is her first. Team foul number three already on the defenders. None on Dakota Wesleyan so far. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Austis. Austis feeds it right side. Gets it back over to Carr. Austis picks up her dribble. They're looking underneath. Instead they go left side. Cheeseman. Cheeseman down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by North College and Bausman. Bausman throws it away, intended for Erica Feenstra. Probably want to find somebody else for that pass. Carr will throw it in now for Dakota Wesleyan. Carr to trigger it with 2:34 remaining here in the first quarter. Austis with the basketball. Riley Austis, pass goes right side. This is Ashley Bray, feed it underneath Austis. Austis in traffic. And a foul called on the play against Sienna Stamness. Two free throws on the way for the guard, Riley Austis from DeSmet, South Dakota. Stamness, freshman from Rochester, Minnesota, whistled for the personal foul for North College. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley. Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Austis misses the first, makes the second. Dort College trails 17-10. Underneath, Feenstra misses the first shot. Now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball as Dort College controlled the opening tap. So possession arrow goes Dakota Wesleyan's way this time. 2:15 remaining. First quarter of play, Dakota Wesleyan up 17-10. Carr passes Austis. Austis with it on the right side. Pass reversed. Three on the way for Dakota Wesleyan, and knocking down the triple from the left side is Ashley Bray. And the North College lead deficit is 20-10. Dakota Wesleyan builds the lead back to double figures. Right side, they go out front to Pruitt. Pruitt hesitates. Two players around her. Runner off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bray. Bray with the basketball back over to Austis. Austis ahead to Carr. Carr underneath, intended for Amber Bray. Ball goes out of bounds. It's tipped out of bounds by Stamness. It will be Dort College on defense as Dakota Wesleyan maintains possession of it with 25 seconds on the shot clock. 20-10 our score, Dort College trailing by 10. 1:39 and holding right now as Dakota Wesleyan looks to throw it in. This is Ashley Bray. She passes it right side, three on the way, off the mark by Madison Matthews. Rebound, though, comes down to Carr. Carr back over to Matthews. Matthews with the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan uses up the dribble. They get it back over to Carr. Carr out front, 20 to shoot for Dakota Wesleyan. They won't let it get low on the shot clock very often. Matthews passes over to Miras. Miras underneath for Carr. Carr muscles it up, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot blocked by Feenstra. Another shot blocked by Feenstra. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, long pass, tipped away by Ashley Bray. as she tried to reverse it back to the opposite wing with that diagonal pass. And she has it tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tetzlaff will check the ball in for Dort College. Stamness checks out of the game. Tetzlaff, the junior from Brookings, South Dakota, gets it inbounded to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. And what do we have? An offensive foul called on Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff will slip for the personal foul. And for Bailey Tetzlaff, that is her first. And team foul number 5 on Dort College. Call that a player control foul, so no free throws. Pass goes into the corner. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Pass it. Left side. 3 on the way. Good. Cheeseman, another 3. She's got 8 points. And the defenders trail 23-10. 40 seconds and counting. Rinesmith over to Harmson. Harmson out front. Feenstra. Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff back over to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson, Feenstra. Feenstra, 3. Good. Erica Feenstra gets a triple. Dort College, 3 threes today so far as a team. Keeping them relatively close. They trail by 10, 23-13. Miras lets fly with the 3, and she cashes it in. Miras is a point-scoring machine. She's got 7 points in the first quarter in limited play. 26-13, 4 seconds remaining. Rinesmith the runner, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on Nagel is her first. And Rinesmith will go to the free throw line, where she will shoot 2 free throws. So Rinesmith fouled in the act of shooting. Rinesmith, first free throw on the way, is up and good. She's got 3 points. Another one on the way for Rinesmith. 26-14, Dort College. Trailing by 12. Second free throw on the way for Annie Rinesmith. That one's up and through as well. Rinesmith with 4. And the defenders trail 26-15. Desperation heave at the buzzer. Off the mark. We've played 1 quarter of action. Dort College trails Dakota Wesleyan 26-15. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan 26-15. As we head to the second quarter of play, today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders, they say, on the inbound after the inbounds pass. And Dakota Wesleyan gets the ball after Dort College is unable to get into their offense on the first possession of the second quarter of play. Pass goes over the top. Austis. Austis feeds it right wing. They get it back over to Austis. Austis goes high post. This is Carr. Bray. Split the defense, fire it underneath, and 2 points for Ashley Bray as Dakota Wesleyan able to take advantage of the gaps in the Dort College zone defense. Harmson with it out front, goes over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff on the left wing. Tetzlaff back over to Harmson. Harmson with it down on the baseline. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Harmson. Harmson's going to be called for traveling as she shuffled her feet before she got set. It all depends if an official is going to call that or not. Sometimes they'll let that little crow hop go. Other times they will call it for a travel. That time, Darren Berg deciding it was just enough to call a travel call on. 9 minutes remaining first half. Pass goes underneath. Shot is up. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Evavold. Evavold over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith into the front court. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Tetzlaff for Dort College. Stamness passes left corner over to Feenstra. Feenstra to Tetzlaff to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Passes back over to Stamness. Left wing facing the hoop. Back to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff. 10 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Stamness on the wing. Rinesmith. Rinesmith. Long 3 on the way. Top of the key. Missed it. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Long pass into the front court. Broken up by Tetzlaff trailing the play. knocks it out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball after Dort College is able to thwart the fast break opportunity by Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan with a basketball. They throw it in underneath the basket. Strong move to the hoop, and it's blocked out of play by Evavold. That was Amber Bray. Tried to put it up with the left hand. It's knocked out of bounds. Talking with the Dakota Wesleyan radio crew before today's contest. Many of you know the Men's NAI National Championship Tournament has been moved out of Branson, Missouri, so they're looking for a site. Pass underneath. Miras, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with it is Ryan Smith over to Evavold. Evavold crossover move, and she's going to be called for traveling. Travel called on Evavold, finishing that thought. They informed me that NAI officials were here checking out the Corn Palace last week in hopes of determining and announcing relatively soon a site for the 2018 NAI National Championship. We would anticipate that announcement being made over the next couple of weeks. Fairly tight lift out of the NAI office when that announcement will be made. Maybe they don't know. Shot no good by Evavold after Dort College gets into their offense. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. So obviously the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, a possibility for the NAI National Championship bracket for men's Division II. Miras misses the shot in the lane, one of the few shots she has missed tonight. She's got 7 points already, halfway to her average. Pass goes over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff feeds it back out front. Feenstra. Feenstra, Stamness. Stamness for the basketball. Puts it on the deck at the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back. Left side. They feed it underneath the Evavold. Evavold reverses it. Stamness. Stamness step back three. Rattles it. Hangs on the rim. And won't drop through. Loose basketball, though. Taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra with a second chance shot. And she gets it to go. 5 points for Feenstra. Dort College trails by 11. 28-17. 28-17, our score. Pass goes out front. Feed it underneath Carr. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Martin back over to Carr. Carr shot no good. But there for the rebound and the putback. Getting a lane to the basket is Nagle. Nagle gets it to go. And the defenders trail 30-17. 30-17, Dort College down to Baker's dozen. 6:25 remaining. Dort College content to not get into a running contest here if they can at all help it. They have used the shot clock to its entirety, at least trying to, on almost every possession. Ball's tipped, controlled by Kennedy Cheeseman. Cheeseman gives it up to Nagle. Nagle with the basketball, feed it underneath Miras. Miras, 2-point bucket, good. Miras with a 2-point bucket. It's a 15-point game, 32-17. Out front for the basketball is Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff comes back, right side, Stamness. Stamness, elbow, Evavold. Evavold, Stamness. Stamness with it, right side. Stamness using her dribble, looking underneath. Instead goes to Tetzlaff in the right corner. Fired underneath, Ryan Smith to Evavold. They bring the double. Evavold's left-handed spinning shot, no good. Rebound intended, or the long pass intended for Carr, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Both teams electing to go to their bench with 5:22 remaining in this first half. Dakota Wesleyan 32. They are led by Miras with 9 points. For Dort College, they are paced so far by Erica Feenstra with 5. And forgot about Kennedy Cheeseman. She's got 8 as well. Answering back a 3-point bucket. And getting the 3 for the Dort College defenders. That was Ebby Pruitt, I believe. I was making notes at the time. Dort College down 32-20. Shot no good on the weak side. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with a 12-point lead. They feed it underneath. The zone defense slowing Wesleyan down just a little bit, but Wesleyan, a lot of offensive weapons. Ashley Bray with the 2-point basket on the reverse layup going left to right baseline. Dakota Wesleyan on defense now. Stamness on the right wing. She feeds it underneath. Gets it away to Evavold. Evavold reverses it. Pruitt. Pruitt, another three. Long three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Matthews. Matthews to Bray. And what do we have? We have a foul called away from the ball. And I believe that's going to go on Amber Bray. Bray whistled for her second personal foul. And that three-pointer that I gave initially to Pruitt, that should go instead to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with 7 points. 34-20 our score, 4:05 remaining. Stamness, Dort College down 14 with 4 minutes remaining in the first half. We're at the Corn Palace. Lots of fans on hand for tonight's Great Plains Athletic Conference opener. Nice-sized crowd. Always hard to judge how many people are actually here. A venue that holds about 3,500. Pass goes into Bausma. Bausma loses it off of her foot. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Ostis with it. Ostis to Carr. Carr into the corner. This is Karst. Feed it underneath. Spins into the lane. And the two-point basket for Bray is good. She's got 9. And the Dort College defenders trail 36-20. Rinesmith. Rinesmith is fouled on the play. And I think Kyle Lindbergh wants a timeout for Dort College. Kyle not bashful about using them tonight. Coach Lindbergh uses his third timeout. He's got 2 remaining. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College down 16. They've used their third of 5 timeouts. With it is Rinesmith. Rinesmith stops on the block, spins right, then comes back with a left hand. She's got 11 points. And the Dort College defenders, beg your pardon, 9 points for Rinesmith. And the Dort College defenders trail at 36-22. Wesleyan doesn't waste any time, though, with an answer, but missing the easy shot from the right side of the lane is Bray. Dort College comes away with it. Pruitt fires it off of Bausma. Bausma back over to Stamness. Here's Pruitt and Rinesmith. Rinesmith 3, no good. Rebound cleared by Ostis. Ostis with a basketball. Ostis feeds it off to Matthews. And Matthews passes underneath. And the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. I'll mark that. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. As they say, a defender touched it last. 2:36 remaining. First half of play. Ashley Bray triggering it. She throws it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She gets it into Carr. Ball deflected. Now kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It will be Dort College basketball. And Dakota Wesleyan wants a timeout. Jason Christensen sees something he wants to talk over. 36-22 our score, 2:30 remaining. Timeout number 1 by Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more in a moment.
I'm Stephanie.
Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod Abor is an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College basketball bringing it up is Abby Pruitt. Pruitt passes over to Harmson. Dort College into the offensive flow. Bausman tries to split the defense. She has it knocked away from her. She gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra fouled on the way to the hoop. Gets the shot to go, and Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. 36-24, pending a free throw on the way for Erica Feenstra, who's 100% from the free throw line so far this season. Today, find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. Well, the words no more than out of my mouth, and you guessed it. Feenster misses her first free throw of the season. She is now 20 of 21 this year from the charity stripe. Carr, jumper, left elbow, good. Sarah Carr with a two-point basket, averaging 6.6 points per game. Rinesmith tried to set up to take an offensive foul. No call made. Harmson, 3 from the wing, no good. And Peyton Harmson right now having a tough time getting it going offensively. Kenzie Bausma whistled for her second personal foul as she's called for a foul on the rebound. 1:40 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan with a 38-24 lead in this GPAC contest. Dakota Wesleyan out front with the basketball is Nagel. Nagel's pass nearly picked off by Harmson. Didn't jump it quickly enough, though. Pass goes left side. This is Cheeseman. Cheeseman dribbles it off of her foot as she tries to go baseline. Loses it out of play. It will be York College basketball. Evavold is in. Bausma is out. So Evavold to shoot two. I beg your pardon. Evavold to check in. No free throws. We have not had a lot of fouls called in this one so far. Here in this quarter, three on Dakota Wesleyan, one on the defenders. Neither team has shot bonus free throws yet. Pass goes right side. They feed it underneath Evavold. Evavold, basket good. Evavold able to seal her player and then gets the shot to go off of the glass. It's a dozen-point difference, 38-26. And answering back is Cheeseman with another two. She's got 10. 40-26. Dort College down 14. 47 seconds remaining. Ryan Smith with it. Crosses over. Down to the baseline. Pinned on the baseline. She fires it through several arms, and Amber Bray comes up with it. Austis driving in. Dumps it off for Cheeseman. Easy basket. Good. Cheeseman with another two. Back-to-back buckets by Dakota Wesleyan, and they have opened up a 16-point lead. Shot clock and game clock nearly identical with 23 seconds. So Dort College can hold for the final shot. Dakota Wesleyan's pressuring defense might have something to say about that. Pass goes out front, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Harmson. Harmson gives it up to Pruitt. 8 seconds now. Pass goes right side. Ryan Smith tries the three. It's blocked. 2 seconds left. Wesleyan in transition. And the shot after the buzzer is no good. As they got it up the floor quickly, Austis took a shot from the free throw line that was off of the glass. And the Dort College defenders go into the locker room down 16 at halftime, 42-26. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of play in a moment. Dort College has not led in this one. Had it tied on a couple different occasions. Tied it at 2, tied it at 4. Trailed by as many as 10 at 14-4. Cut the lead down to 6 at 16-10. Dakota Wesleyan led 26-15 at the end of the first quarter. Dakota Wesleyan got up by 16 at 36-20. Dort College got to within 12 again at 36-24, but they trailed by 16 at halftime, 42-26. The defenders led unofficially by Annie Rinesmith with 9 first half points, 7 for Erica Feenstra, 3 for Stamness, 4 for Evavold, and 3 for Abby Pruitt. For Dakota Wesleyan, Kennedy Cheeseman leads them with 12 points. She's got 12 through one half of play, averaging 15.8 points per game. Ashley Bray has 9. 3 for Austis, 2 for Nagel, 2 for Bray unofficially. Madison Matthews with 3. 2 for Sarah Carr, and 9 for Jessica Myris off of the bench. I think that totals up to 42 points. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the official numbers in a while. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KTR 88.5. Back with more after this. Back at the Corn Palace, the Dort College defenders trailing Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 42-26. Dort College, 10 of 29 from the floor, 34.5%. Dakota Wesleyan, 18 of 37 for 48.6%. Turnovers, Dort College with 9, Dakota Wesleyan with 4. Rebounds, Dakota Wesleyan 21, Dort College 12. Dort College 2 offensive rebounds, Dakota Wesleyan has 7. Kennedy Cheeseman leads all players with 12 points. 4 Dakota Wesleyan, Jessica Myris, and Ashley Bray have 9 points each. 3 for Madison Matthews. 2 each for Chesney Nagel and Amber Bray, and 3 for Riley Austis. For Dort College, 9 for Annie Rinesmith, 7 for Erica Feenstra, 4 for Rachel Evavold, 3 each for Sienna Stamness and Abby Pruitt. Bailey Tetzlaff has four rebounds, two assists for Peyton Harmson for the defenders. Rachel Evavold with three rebounds. For Dakota Wesleyan, five rebounds for Ashley Bray, three for Chesney Nagel. Four assists for Riley Austis, three assists for Amber Bray. We're at halftime, Dakota Wesleyan 42, Dort College 26. Back with the second half of play in a moment. We are set for the second half of basketball. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. Dakota Wesleyan countering with the five that started the game as well. Dakota Wesleyan with a 42-16 cushion to play with. Cheeseman immediately attacks the basket, gives it away to Austis. Around the horn they go. They get it back over to Cheeseman, drives baseline right hand. And she drives baseline and banks it home as she angles it back to the middle of the floor. At the last instant, North College trails 44-26. Dakota Wesleyan showing a 1-2-2 zone defense. Now might be more of a matchup, it appears. Ryan Smith with it on the right side, matched up with immediately on the perimeter. They feed it in to Evavold. Evavold spins with the left hand. Normally that shot is going to go for Evavold. It's from short range, right over the lip of the rim, but she's too strong with it. And it kicks out of the bucket. Dort College basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop down on the far end now. Throwing it in is Ryan Smith. She gets it in to Feenstra. Feenstra pinned on the sideline. Picks up her dribble now, looking for someone to pass to. Tetzlaff, unable to do so, comes back over. Left side, Ryan Smith, Harmson. Harmson tries to rip through. Pass comes back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, right side, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. She gives it up to Harmson, puts it on the deck with the left hand, now crosses back over to the right. Dort College, five to shoot. Tetzlaff outside, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, three ball, missed it, no good. And the ball bounces off of the shot clock above the backboard, off of the rim. And that will give the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with an 18-point lead and the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, 8:35 and counting. Third quarter. Pass underneath intended for Bray. Bray runs into a roadblock there. Harmson, though, providing the block. And she might have taken the worst of that one. She comes out a little bit dinged up, gives a couple of hard blanks, says she's ready to go. Pass comes in, shot no good from the free throw line by Bray, and now Harmson commits a foul as Riley Austis got inside for an offensive rebound and a putback opportunity. Free throws on the way for Riley Austis. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Austis makes both free throws, and the defenders trail it 46-26. Four unanswered by Dakota Wesleyan as we start the second half of play. Underneath it goes to Evavold. Evavold loses it on the way up. It's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan and Cheeseman. Cheeseman hesitates. She drives baseline. She is fouled on the play by Ryan Smith. Foul came before any shot attempt, so it will be an out-of-bounds play for Dakota Wesleyan. On the near basket, they will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the near end. Cheeseman looking to throw it in, throws it off of the backside of Tetzlaff. Cheeseman, easy bucket as she comes inbounds, gets it off of Tetzlaff. Six unanswered by Dakota Wesleyan to start the second half, and Wesleyan has a 22-point lead. 48-26 our score. On the right side of the basketball, they get it back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Harmson. Harmson stops, and she's going to be called for traveling. Well, Dort College wasn't hampered by a ton of turnovers in the first half, but they had enough that it's a bit of a concern, and they were negative six in the turnover department. Wesleyan basketball, left elbow. They go over to Austis. Austis, they feed it underneath, and a reach-around foul called on Evavold. Evavold whistled for her second personal foul. This is one that, unless Rachel turns it around here, this is one she's going to want to wipe from the memory bank. Shots have been tough to come by for her, and when she has gotten them, shots that she typically knocks down, she hasn't been able to get to go. Amber Bray answering with a short baseline jumper. Dakota Wesleyan up 50-26. Eight unanswered by the Tigers. Evavold with the right hand. Can't get it to go as she spun to the hoop off of the right elbow of the lane, but she got fouled on the play. She will go to the free throw line where she has been fairly consistent this year. 23 of 27 so far. That foul is charged to Amber Bray, and that is her second. First free throw by Evavold is good. She's got five. Feenstra checks out. Tetzlaff checks out. Stamnis is in. Bausma is in. 7:16 remaining here in the third quarter, that is. Second free throw by Evavold is good. She's got six. And the defenders trail it 50-28. 7:10 left to play. Into the corner. Three for Bray is good. Ashley Bray with 12. She's got two threes and three twos. Defenders trail 53-28. Bausma tries to bring it to the middle of the floor. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 53-28, a 25-point bulge here for Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers out in front. Wesleyan has it on the right wing. This is Nagel. Nagel feeds it back over to Carr. Carr out front to Cheeseman. Cheeseman reins in another three. Three threes for Cheeseman. 19 for the game. Defenders trail 56-28. And our college needs to get something going offensively. Otherwise, this one's going to be blown wide open. It's at 28 right now. Pass into the lane, deflected. Carr picks it up, gets it back over to Myris. Myris, two-point basket, good. She's got 11, and the defenders trail by 30, 58-28. They've been outscored 16-2 to start the second half of play. That's 16 points and 4 minutes of action. Bausma down to the baseline, fires it back outside Stamnis. Stamnis gives it up. Evavold, Rhinesmith into the corner. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma fires it off the bottom of the rim, no good, but a rebound for Evavold, offensive rebound. And she is fouled on the play. Foul is going to go on Myris. So Pruitt checks into the contest. Checking out is Annie Rhinesmith. 58-28, North College down by 30. This Dakota Wesleyan team, they're firing in all cylinders for the middle of November. Evable steps in. She's got 8 points. North College trails 58-30 as she steps through and gets the easy basket. Dakota Wesleyan, a three-pointer from the wing, no good. Stamnis had it momentarily. It's taken back by Matthews. Matthews on the putback. Madison Matthews with a two-point putback, and the defenders trail 60-50. Harmson down to the baseline, stops with the left hand. Her shot no good. Rebound Myris. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan up the floor with a head full of steam. Austis crosses over. Her right-handed shot no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Bray. Gives it up to the cutter. And the basket for Michaela Karst as she cuts to the lane. North College trails 62-30 after the two-point bucket by Dakota Wesleyan. Five, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. North College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 62-32. Wesleyan with the basketball after the timeout by the defenders. Wesleyan with this one well in hand. Matthews has it blocked by Stamnis. North College comes back the other way. The freshman from Rochester quickly up the floor over to Bausma. Stamnis feeds it over to Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Harmson missed it. No good. And a fight for the rebound and a foul called on the offensive end against Dort College on that rebound. They're going to call that on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma can't believe it. Three fouls on Bausma tonight. Four against the defenders in this half already. At number five, Dakota Wesleyan will go to the free throw line. Ashley Bray up the floor with a basketball. Passes over to Nagel. Nagel gives it up to Matthews. Matthews to Cheeseman. Scoops it up with the right hand. Too strong. No good. Wanted a foul call. Here comes Dort College. Pruitt comes back over to Stamness. Stamness with it on the wing. Back over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the right side. Ebby passes into the corner. Stamness. Stamness down to the baseline. Tries to put her defensive player on roller skates. Can't do it. Pass comes back left side over to Pruitt. Pruitt driving. Puts it up in traffic. And they're going to give her the basket. Dakota Wesleyan's bench erupted. They thought that it was going to be a charging foul. They're going to call block on the Tigers. And off comes the sport coat for Jason Christensen. Well, only halfway that time. Foul called on Dakota Wesleyan. Up 28, you can't do a whole lot of complaining. If it were closer, I could see where he'd be really upset. Abby Pruitt to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity, and she gets it to go. She's got six. And the defenders trail 62-35. Not much has gone right for the defenders in this half, and Dakota Wesleyan's Kennedy Cheeseman travels with it as she comes across the timeline. Dort College will have the basketball back. Stamness to throw it in. Stamness gets it in to Pruitt. Pruitt, right side back over to Stamness. Stamness lowers the shoulder, nothing there. Comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Stamness. Stamness right side, right-handed dribble. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Loops it cross-court over to Pruitt on the left wing. She puts it on the floor, nothing there. Now back Stamness. Stamness, Pruitt. Pruitt crossover, down to the block. Cut off, three to shoot. Stamness, three, hits the side of the backboard. Dakota Wesleyan secures the rebound before the shot clock expired. Hurrying it into the front court, Dakota Wesleyan and Matthews. She gives to the trailer, Carr. Carr with the right hand underneath the basket. Stripped on the way up, and Carr will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Sarah Carr, the sophomore from Huron, South Dakota. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. Sarah Carr makes one of two free throws. Her second free throw attempt misses. Dort College fails to secure the rebound, though. Dakota Wesleyan gets it back. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma gets it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith up the floor. Rinesmith feeds it right baseline. Pruitt, 12-footer, baseline good. Debbie Pruitt with a short jumper. She's got eight. Dort College trails 63-37. 2:35 remaining. That's in the third quarter of play. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They feed it underneath. Bray. Bray over the left hand missed it. That's Ashley Bray, unable to knock it down. Here comes Dort College trailing by 26. Long pass into the front court. Abby Walterstorff thought it was headed for her. There was a player behind her. The pass was intended to it. Got tipped. Quickly back the other way. Dakota Wesleyan reverses field, and Chesney Nagel gets the layup, 65-37. Right side, Stamness underneath for Walterstorff. Abby back outside to Ebby Pruitt. Round the horn, Bausma. Bausma in traffic, off of the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Pruitt. Pruitt, two-point basket, good. Abby Pruitt with seven second-half points, 10 points for the ball game, and she will go to the free-throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Dort College trailing 65-39. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Free throw on the way for Pruitt is up and down, so Abby Pruitt with the three-point play. 8 points in the second half, 11 points for the game. North College trails 65-40, 1:45 left in the third period. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Austis. Lob pass underneath Myris. Help defense taken by Tetzlaff as she came to the opposite block. She knocks it away. Long pass ahead to Waltersdorf. Ball deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan to throw it in. Carr. Carr to Austis. Austis up the floor. Austis passes it back over to Carr. Carr in between the circles. Picks up her dribble. She passes over to Austis. Austis stops, pops, 15-footer, good. Riley Austis with seven. Defenders trail 67-40. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Bausma. Bausma to Rinesmith, left side. Cutter, Bausma. Bausma off the glass, no good. A little bit of a hip check there by Myris. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan, Myris. They get it right side back over to Austis. Another 15-footer, and she drills it again. Riley Austis with a two-point basket. She's got six in the second half, 9 points for the game. Just like that, she's hovering around her season average of 10.2 points per outing. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass goes down low to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the right hand scoops it up. Her shot, no good. And the rebound deflected. But we've got a foul called before the rebound. That's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. And Abby Waltersdorf will shoot two free throws. 69-40, our score. Free throw by Waltersdorf is good. She's got another one on the way. So Waltersdorf trying to narrow it to 27, 69-42. And she does with a second made free throw by Waltersdorf. Abby Waltersdorf with a two-point those two free throws. 69-42, North College down 27. Shot no good on the perimeter, but there for the rebound of the air ball. And the putback is Dakota Wesleyan's Nagel. Nagel with six. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Our score after three, Dakota Wesleyan 71, North College 42. The final 10 minutes of play coming up in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 71-42. With it on the right side is Feenstra. Feenstra sizing things up. She passes it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff on the wing. She gives it up. Left side, Evavold. Evavold. Lob pass down low intended for Rinesmith, and it's taken back by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan right on pace for their 96 points per game average with 71 through three quarters of play. Loose basketball, two players on the floor after it. Tetzlaff for North College, Amber Bray for Dakota Wesleyan. Alternating possession, this time it is Dakota Wesleyan's basketball. 9:23 left in regulation. Really, the suspense taken out of this one relatively early. Dakota Wesleyan with their depth and their pace of play make a comeback for a team like Dort College that really is only going to play seven or eight players consistently. Makes it pretty difficult. Pass goes down low. Once they got that double-digit lead, they were able to fend off Dort College, even though the defenders tried to slow the pace of play down. Long pass over the top. Kennedy Cheeseman, another two. She's got 21. And the defenders trail 73-42. 8:50 and counting. Ball game. Feenstra passes left side, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. This is going to go on Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for her third personal foul. So Evavold whistled for her second, I beg your pardon, her third foul. And Dort College will show full court pressure defense. First time we've really seen Dort College try to go to a full court press. This will be man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Bray. This is Nagel now. Nagel gives it up to Ashley Bray. And we've got a foul called. No, we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation called against Dakota Wesleyan as they got into their offensive flow. Had a player posting up, but she failed to leave the paint and gets called for a 3 seconds in the lane violation. It will be Dort College basketball. Fresh five in for Dakota Wesleyan. I'd imagine this will be probably, we'll probably see one rotation here for the reserve five and then another for the starting five, and then we'll probably see in the last 3 or 4 minutes, unless something changes dramatically. Those players 11 through 15 for Dakota Wesleyan on the floor. They've played in every game so far. Evavold with a left hand gets it to go. Rachel Evavold, well, moments after I said she was struggling from the floor, she has come alive and has started to assert herself in the post, starting to knock down some of those short shots. 73-44, obviously difficult with somebody draped on her, as has been the case most of the night. Dakota Wesleyan feeds it to the post player, Myris, and Myris is fouled on the play by Evavold. Rachel in a heap of foul trouble now. She's at four, and we'll see if Kyle Lindberg takes her out or lets her finish it out here. So far, he has not made a move to the bench. Now he will bring Bausma in. So Bausma will check in for Evavold. First free throw by Myris is good. She's got 12. She's got another one on the way. Trying to make it 75-44. And her free throw is up and dead on. 13 for Myris. Came in averaging 14 per game. Three-pointer right wing. Tetzlaff no good. Offensive rebound. Harmson no good. Feenstra putback attempt no good. But she is fouled on the play. So a couple offensive rebound opportunities for the defenders. They finally get a shot. They finally get a foul call. Erica Feenstra with 7 points goes to the free throw line. First one is up and down. She's 1 for 2 tonight. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. 75-45. Dakota Wesleyan with a 30-point cushion. And Feenstra makes both free throws. She's got 9 points. Came in averaging 12.5 points per game. And the defenders trail 75-46. Austis passes right side. They get it back over to Carr. Carr to Austis. Austis with it. Austis to Matthews. Matthews right side. That's Karst. Underneath Myris. Myris step back. Instead goes cross court. Three on the way. No good by Matthews. Here comes Dort College. Right side pass goes over to Bausma. Bausma misses the baseline jumper, and it's taken back by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor. Myris. Myris easy right-handed shot from the left side. It's good. Myris with 15. Dort College trails 46-77, and Dort College will use their final timeout. 6:54 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more in a moment. Tetzlaff three misses, no good out of the timeout. With 6:35 remaining, Dort College has exhausted their timeouts. The defenders trailing 77-46. Wesleyan brings it up. This is Nagel. Nagel. Left side pass. This is Nagel again. Nagel gets it back. Austis. Austis out front. They feed it underneath. And the spinning shot by Bray. Good. She's got 14. And the defenders trail 79-46. 79-46. Wesleyan with this one in hand. GPAC basketball. Well, if this is any indication, top three or four are going to be pretty good as expected. Austis called for a foul from behind as Harmson came to the top of the lane and got pushed. So Austis whistled for the personal foul, and for Austis, that is number one. New players in for Dakota Wesleyan. Players that we haven't seen so far, Sam Hsu, Stoffren, that's Michaela Stoffren. Matthews stays in the ballgame. Megan Travis in the game. Bausma, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound deflected out and picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Matthews picks up her dribble. Matthews looking, passes out front to Stoffren. Stoffren. Right elbow, driving, shot, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rinesmith, 5:20 and counting. Rinesmith feeds it off right side. Get it back over to Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma back over to Harmson. Harmson, three, no good. Rebound fought for. Tetzlaff comes up with it, saves it in. Kick out pass. Rinesmith pulls the trigger for three, no good from the left wing. And the rebound is cleared by Megan Travis. Travis with the basketball. She gets it ahead to Madison Matthews. Matthews with it. Matthews goes right side. Back over to Stoffren. Stoffren picks up her dribble. Feeds it into the post. Travis. And taking it away is Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball up the floor quickly. Rinesmith drops it off for Harmson. Harmson misses it. Been a tough night for Peyton from the floor. She's still looking for her first bucket. That one she just short-armed. And with 4:27 remaining in the contest, Dakota Wesleyan with a 79-46 advantage. 4:20 and counting. Wesleyan basketball, Karst. Karst to Hsu. Hsu feeds underneath, and we've got a hold called on Erica Feenstra. That will be team foul number three on the defenders in this half. 79-46. Five new players in for the defenders. Stamnis Pruitt, Steffi Kennard, Waltersdorf, that is, and Ebewold all checking in for the defenders with 4:10 remaining. Pass out front to Stoffren. Feed it underneath. Shot blocked by Ebewold. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Stamnis. Stamnis gets a ball screen. Angles off to the right side. Gives to Kennard. Kennard over the basketball. Left corner, Stamnis. Stamnis, three. Good. Stamnis with the three-point bucket. She's got six. And the defenders trail 79-49. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Sam Hsu. Hsu passes right side. They feed it underneath. Kick out pass. This is Hsu again. Hsu feeds it underneath Stoffren. Stoffren right hand, good. Stoffren with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 81-49. 3:14 left to play in the contest. Feed it high post on the right elbow to Ebewold. Gives and goes to Pruitt. Pruitt puts it up in traffic. Fouled on the play as she goes down the left side of the lane. And Pruitt will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Pruitt makes both free throws, so Abby makes them both. She's been the bright spot here in the second half for the defenders. Dort College trailing 81-50. Dakota Wesleyan used a strong start to this half to take any suspense out of it. They scored the first 8 points of the game, of the second half, I should say, in 16 of the first 18. Ebewold answering on the other end. Rachel Ebewold with 10 second-half points, 14 for the ballgame, matching Pruitt's 10 points from the floor. Those two have provided 20 of Dort College's 27 second-half points. Rinesmith has found the going difficult here in the second half from the floor. She has not gotten free for many good looks. 2:21 left to go in the game. Dort College sends a new player into the game. And for Dort College, checking out is Evavold. Checking in for the defenders, Hope Veldkamp. So Veldkamp in the game. Dakota Wesleyan promptly throws it away on the ensuing inbounds play. And with 2:16 remaining, Dort College has the basketball. Stamness looking. And her pass is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Katie Barcher into the front court. Barcher gives it off to Hsu. Hsu, layup attempt, no good. Put back attempt by Dakota Wesleyan, no good. Rebound finally cleared by Pruitt after Stauffern missed the shot. Underneath it goes to Walterstorff. Kick out Pruitt. Pruitt into the lane, double teamed. Finds Veldkamp by herself, and Veldkamp has her shot blocked by Stauffern. Stauffern up the floor. Quickly, Dakota Wesleyan brings it, and they throw it out of bounds on the baseline. Coming up at the conclusion of the women's contest, the Wireless World post-game wrap. Beanster checks in. Pruitt will check out. 1:34 remaining. Dakota Wesleyan on defense. This is Kennard. Kennard to Feenstra. Feenstra, Walterstorff. Walterstorff comes back right side. They feed it underneath, and the ball is deflected. Picked up by Dakota Wesleyan off the deflection, so a steal. Another turnover by the defenders. I would imagine the turnover halftime total more than doubled here in the second half. They feed it underneath, and a relatively easy basket. A stopper and rolls to the hoop. She's got 4 points. And the Wesleyan lead is 85-53, 32-point lead for the Tigers. Under a minute to go in this one, 12 to shoot for the defenders. Veldkamp picks up her dribble, comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kennard. Kennard, the runner from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound saved in by Walterstorff. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan on the run. Sam Hsu drives in with the right hand. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Veldkamp. Veldkamp got back on defense for the defenders, did the sophomore. She feeds it ahead to Walterstorff. Shot clock is off with 20 seconds remaining. Stamness goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Back over to Stamness. Ball fake. Tries to drive in. Split the defense with a pass. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It will be Dort College basketball. Defenders will fall to 3-4 this season, 0-1 in the G-Pack. Dakota Wesleyan 6-0 and 1-0. Pass comes into Veldkamp. Baseline jumper, good. 2-point bucket for Veldkamp. And the defenders trail by 30, 85-55. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded, and that is how it will end. Dakota Wesleyan 85, Dort College 55. The Wireless World postgame wrap in a few minutes. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center 88.5.
And to just be a part of this.
For more information, go to actionteam.org.
Many people think that because Dort College is in a rural town in the Midwest, there's not a lot to do. But that's definitely not true. 90% of our students live on campus, partly because of the many opportunities to be part of a close-knit Christian community. I'm Lisa with Student Services, and I invite you to check out more about Dort on Facebook, Twitter, or at dort.edu.
Find your place in God's world at Dort College. Go to dort.edu for admission details.
Women's game is in the books. Tough one for the defenders. And really no way to sugarcoat this one. The Dort College defender women got down early, really battled for a half. They trailed 42-26. It went from a 12-point difference to 16 pretty quickly. And then in the second half, Dakota Wesleyan scored the first 8 points of the second half, 16 to the first 18. And Dort College was never able to make a run at this high-powered team. This Dakota Wesleyan team, there's a reason they're undefeated so far. They're going to win a lot of games this year unless they are sidelined by injury or something like that. But they got a lot of depth to rely on as well. So that not a huge concern. My goodness, they got a nice team. Let's take a look at the numbers on our Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders for the game, 19 of 60 from the floor. That's 31.7%. That's right around where teams have been shooting against this Wesleyan team. Dakota Wesleyan, 36 of 72, 50%. That's about what they've done through five games already this year as well. Dort College, 5 of 23 on threes, 12 of 13 on free throws. For Dakota Wesleyan, 7 of 18 for threes, 6 of 8 on free throws. Dort College out-rebounded 37 of 28. Dort College, 9 turnovers in the first half. Another 9 in the second half. Felt like more than that. They end up with 18. Dakota Wesleyan ends with 10. Point totals, Rachel Leifold led Dort College with 14 on 6 of 16 shooting from the floor. Abby Pruitt ends with 13 on 4 of 6 shooting. 9 points each for Erica Feenstra and Annie Rinesmith, 6 for Sienna Stamnes, 2 for Hope Veldkamp and Abby Waltersdorf. For Dakota Wesleyan, 21 for Kennedy Cheeseman, 9 of 13 from the floor, 3 for 4 on threes. Ashley Bray ends up with 14, 6 of 8 from the floor, 2 for 2 on threes. Jessica Myris did what she does, averaging right around 15 points per game and about 14 minutes of play coming into the game tonight. Spot on, 15 points, 6 of 9 from the floor, 1 for 1 on threes, 14 minutes of play. 9 points for Riley Austis, 6 for Chesney Nagel, 4 for Amber Bray, 5 for Madison Matthews, 4 for Michaela Stoffren, 2 each for Sam Hsu and Michaela Karst for Dakota Wesleyan's total of 85 points. The defenders were led in rebounding by Tetzlaff and Evavold with 6 rebounds each. 5 rebounds for Kenzie Bausma, 4 for Erica Feenstra. Annie Rinesmith had 3 assists for the defenders. 3 other players had 2 assists each. Rachel Evavold credited with 2 block shots. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were topped by Chesney Nagel's 6 rebounds. And Ashley Bray also had 6 rebounds. 3 steals for Riley Austis to go along with 4 assists. Kennedy Cheeseman also had 5 assists in the win for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan is now 6-0, 1-0. Dort College 3-4, 0-1. Next up for the defenders, they will be facing Briarcliff Saturday afternoon at the DeWitt Gym on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center. Again, that will be a 2 o'clock start time. That will be a women's game only, as the men's team is in Chicago for a pair of games this weekend. For Dakota Wesleyan, they are at home as they face the Concordia Bulldogs this Saturday. That should be a knockdown dragout in women's play. A couple of the teams that expect to be in the top 4 of the conference, though they'll be battling in an early season contest this Saturday back here at the world's only Corn Palace. Let's take another break. We'll see if Kyle Lindberg makes his way out of the locker room or if he stays in for a little while longer. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 88-5, the Dort College defender women on the short end of an 85-55 decision. We'll be back with the men's pregame right after this.